couple weeks ago, I had the chance to talk to Sam Johnson, who's the new head football coach at Siusla High School. Now he's in town and visiting us today. Sam, how's it going?
It's going really good. Yeah, we just finished up morning workouts today and glad to be here.
How's the transition been coming over?
From Eugene to Florence? It's been good. It was something that I've done a whole heck of a lot. Being from Florence, as kids, we'd always go to Eugene and come back. The drive isn't bad. The only difference to me is going from heat to rain and cold, which I prefer, so it's good to be back.
Well, when you grow up in it, it's a little easier thing to be accustomed to, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, I noticed that. I imagine you probably noticed the first time you took the Eugene drive ever, it seemed long.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you do it, it just seems shorter and shorter.
Yeah, it feels like it's 10 minutes now, which is, it might be good, it might not be good.
So how are things squaring up over at Siusla?
Good.
Like I said, you get to work with the students, the athletes already. Mm-hmm. How's that coming?
It's good. You know, day one we had really, really small numbers, which was a little nerve-wracking for me. And I was kind of thinking, uh-oh, I don't know what I got myself into. And then I kind of reached out to a bunch of the good, solid kids that I know have been a part of Siusla football and said, we need more numbers. And then day two, our numbers doubled, and they've stayed consistently right around 30 every day, which is huge for us right now.
Are there kids in multi sports that you'd like to see come over to football as well? Are you having to divide time from other sports in order to get enough athletes?
One of the reasonings behind doing morning workouts is no other sports are doing morning workouts, and so I'm working with Dan Rankin, who is running the South Coast baseball team, and so a bunch of our kids are playing that. If they're 15 and under. And so they'll go to morning workouts and then they have baseball practice at 3. If they have games, we go watch their games. Basketball, working with Dylan Perry, it's over now. But a kid like Braden Thornton, who'd be a key player for us, is an incredible basketball player. And so I've told him I'd like him to keep going to those camps that he has scheduled. During the summer, you know, be a kid, go swim, go ride quads, go do that kind of stuff, play other sports. But 6:30 to 8:30 in the morning.
That's your time.
Is football time.
Yeah. So how many students do you need? How many athletes do you need to have a good, well-rounded team? Obviously, you know, you don't want a position where everyone's playing Ironman football.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is 22 obviously not enough maybe? Or,
you know, like we need 11. But
you'd like to have.
To run a nice program, the goal by the end of the season would be to have over 45 kids on the team, which to us is a very reasonable goal. When I left Pleasant Hill, when we got there, there were 30 kids on the team. And when I left their spring workouts, there were 57. And so it was just a huge jump. And I think one of the reasons for that is, hey, let's make it fun. Let's get kids out. If you want to play soccer, go play soccer. We're not going to force anybody to play football, but we're going to have a good time. We're going to wear some nice gear and have fun while we do it.
So is that sort of how you keep the kids up? I mean, we had a couple of tough seasons at mm-hmm. Siusla, and I know that, you know, coaches and students and athletes want to win. So what's the motivation? How do you keep them motivated saying, you know, let's just go out there and, like I said, have fun, but, you know, prepare for a win.
Yeah. I mean, this is year 90 of Siusla football. And, you know, I get that there were 3 bad years back to back to back. But if you look at the 10 years before that, I mean, there's a state championship. There's another state title loss, back to back quarterfinal appearances. I mean, you go back and it's this rich, rich history of Siusla football. And 3 years don't taint that. And just saying to the kids, you know, it's coming back, and it's a Siusla football thing now. And maybe it wasn't for 3 years. We took 3 years off, and now it's back to grinding it out and being a Siusla football player, which they have bought into really, really well.
Now, what about the freshman and sophomore coming up that'll be playing, you know, that are now sophomores and juniors? How are they looking as far as learning the game, knowing the rules, knowing the positions? How's that coming along?
I mean, they're veteran players, and that's the thing. We want to get these excuses of, hey, we're a young team. You'll never hear us say that because they're not young. They've already been varsity starters. So in my eyes, they're the junior and seniors of the team. which is a huge benefit because now if our senior class is small, we already have kids that have played 1 to 2 years of varsity football.
And then we'll be coming back again
right.
the following year.
So our team this year will look very similar to our team next year. Besides, you know, key kids like Dayson Folio, Matt Harillo, and Zach Stinger, Dalton Stinger. Like those kids are seniors that we're going to greatly miss, but we also have 40 kids coming back for the following year.
Right. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So how about kids coming out of the junior high into high school? Are you going to, have you seen any of them interested in playing football?
Yeah. A lot of the eighth graders now, we just call them freshmen now because it's eighth, they graduated from eighth grade. But that freshman class is really big, physical and good. And you'll probably see quite a few of them on Friday night.
Because you need big kids, don't
right.
you?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we had John Rose is a kid that came out of the middle school and he walked in and I said to Coach Fleming, is he going to be a junior or senior? He said, no, he's going to be a freshman.
And you're like, your eyes probably lit up and
that's
you got
perfect.
Chills on your skin yeah. there. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's very rare to have a kid like that kind of walk in through the weight room of Sayusa football. And so he'll be a kid that we will make sure to utilize for 4 years.
Yeah. Do you have to, when they're that young, do you have to kind of bring them in slow into the weight training program or can you pretty much start a nice strong regimen with them?
The whole team, we started at ground zero of.
Just hey, assume they didn't.
I'm going to assume you've never lifted a weight in your life. Mm-hmm. Let's go over technique, which we did the first week. This week is a lot more of we're going to see where you're at, kind of test you, see what you can lift, how often you can lift that. And go from there, which the kids have responded to really well, getting the technique down and then gradually increasing weight to where they should be.
Now, you've got some smaller athletes that may have some speed behind them and some agility. Have you noticed kind of where you're going to be placing people yet, or is it still too early?
It's really early, but at the same time, you know, that's something coaches do. Like we kind of have those starting 11 on offense kind of planned out
right.
with backups and then backups to them. And then same with defense, which right now, you know, a kid like Elijah Blankenship playing quarterback for us because we're going to run the Veer offense. So being little, being super smart and super quick, he'd be very similar to John Johnson as he led us to a state title loss in 2011. But he's little. He can hide behind the line. You knew he was the smartest kid on the team, and he was really, really quick. And those attributes are very, very similar, if not identical, with Elijah.
I was going to say, if you have a big front line, then you do have that ability of kind of getting lost.
Right.
And then just next thing you know, you're shooting up the middle or shooting around the end.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about somebody seeing you. That's,
right.
That's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
Versus someone who's, you know, a Peyton Manning tall, you know, who can
right.
see over and, you know, it's a little bit different in the way you strategize
right.
how you play a game.
Yeah. And just figuring that kind of stuff out where, you know, Elijah's strengths, he also has weaknesses. So we're not going to do lots of five-step drops, letting him throw the ball 50 yards down the field. But those quick hit passes and letting him get out of the pocket, I mean, we're going to utilize all his strengths to give our team the best possibility to win.
Have you thought about maybe doing some plays where he pitches off and then you throw it for somebody else?
I mean, yeah, we'll have some trick plays in there.
They call them trick plays, but I mean, if they work, they're really not trick
right,
plays.
Right. And you know, I really like those. And when I was the head JV coach at Pleasant Hill, we started every game off with like a flea flicker, a hook and ladder, different types of things like that to get the kids going, and nobody expects it.
Mm-hmm.
Being the head varsity football coach, we probably won't start off games with that.
Well, especially now that you've said it, you know,
right.
people will be looking for it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so how's coaching coming along, your staff going?
It's really good. You know, we have 7 or 8 guys still trying to fill those last couple 8 or 9 spots, like spot 8 and 9, but really good guys that want to be there and that the kids know, love them, and are investing in them, which is nice. Yeah.
Now, what about your activity in other sports? Will you help out in other sports throughout the year, or is it something you're pretty much going to stick with math and football? Oh, yeah, I see that look on your face. Something's in the works, but you can't talk about it, right?
You know, I've been approached by other coaches in other sports about helping. Right now, football is such a load that I couldn't imagine doing something. But
yeah, but I see maybe I see the Cubbies hat, you know, baseball somewhere down the road, maybe helping out.
Yeah. I mean, come November 1st, it'll probably be a different story.
Right.
And, you know, if Dylan needs help, I mean, he was my basketball coach for a while, and I'd help him. If Shin needs help, he's helping me. So
yeah,
it'd be tough to say no to guys like that.
Yeah, they're probably counting on that too.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations. Look forward to this year. You know, if nothing else, you seem like you're going to bring a lot of fun and excitement to the game. You know, and of course, you've got the history here. I mean,
right. Goodness
knows, you know, you spend some time here. So it's good to have that connection, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good to be back. And I'm really excited for the season. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun and it's going to be exciting and the town's going to be out. But at the same time, we want to keep them around by winning football games.
How is the interaction with the parents in that, Ben? Has that been pretty good?
It's been really good, yeah. It's unique because, you know, one of our running
backs. Some of you know.
Right. One of our running backs, Camp Lacouture, his dad was my Boy Scout leader.
Yeah.
And so, you know, going to talk to him, it's like he's asking me questions about football, but he's a guy that I've gone to with life questions before.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding that balance of being a football coach and being a teacher, but also being 23 years old and looking to guys like Brian Lacouture for life advice and coaching advice and different things like that, which in a town like this, I think is really beneficial for me because there are people that have invested in me and that I will invest in their kids. To me, it's really, really neat.
Well, it's a good thing to get, I mean, to get as much advice as you can. Obviously, you know, you have to whittle through that and say, okay, this works for me,
mm-hmm.
but it's good to have that multiple strains of information coming in.
So. Right, right.
All right, well, good luck this year, and good luck in the summer. I know you'll be working out with the kids this summer, too, so have some fun, and look forward to game one coming up.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having
me. Sam Johnson, everybody, our new head football coach at Sayous Law High School. The third Saturday in July is Power of Florence. We'll talk with Ava Glowacki next about this year's event on our July edition of Our Town.